Happy Saturday, Squamish. Environment Canada says we can expect a mix of sun and cloud today. The wind will blow from the north at 20 km per hour, except 50 over southern sections this morning. It will become light early this afternoon. We will see a high of 3°C today. It will feel like minus 13°C this morning due to the wind chill, and an overnight low of minus 6°C, which will feel like minus 12 with the wind chill. Sunshine with chilly temps will last through Tuesday. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 18 is at 8:02 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:45 p.m. Moon phase. It is a waning gibbous moon tonight, folks. The term waning means decreasing, and the term gibbous means humped back. Therefore, this phase is called waning gibbous because the surface area of the moon that you see is decreasing and the shape of the lit up part of the moon looks like a humpback, explains the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 78.98%. It is currently located in the constellation of Virgo, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 10:26 p.m. Moonset is at 10:11 a.m. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was North Cowichan, which saw a high of 8.4°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 6.6°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 17 was Fort Nelson, which dipped to minus 28.8°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Discovery Island, 2 nautical miles east of Victoria on southern Vancouver Island, which could reach 5.8°C. The coldest spot in the province is predicted to be Fort Nelson, which could see a low of minus 30.2°C today. Yikes, that is nippy. Tides today: high tide is at 9:03 a.m., height, 4.77 meters. The next low tide today is at 3:22 p.m., 2.83 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The final tide, a high tide, will be at 8:16 p.m., 3.68 meters, seawater temp according to seatemperature.info. The water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7°C. Based on the site's historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water in this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2015 and was 7.5°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2012 at 5.4°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.4°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C. And the maximum is 7.8°C. Avalanche forecast according to avalog.co. Today, the alpine rating is low, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is: assess for wind slab as you move through terrain. Lingering wind slabs may remain reactive to human triggering in isolated locations below alpine ridgetops. Wind slabs are isolated, but may remain reactive. The snowpack is generally stable. It may be appropriate to step out into more complex terrain. Avalanche activity is unlikely when a thick melt-freeze crust is present on the snow surface. A hard crust on the snow surface will help strengthen the snowpack, but may cause tough travel conditions. Sea-to-sky gondola conditions. The sea-to-sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Grooming. Backcountry access road to Upper Shannon Creek Bridge, 3 km return. Last groomed, January 17. Grooming starts from Lodge, Sky Pilot Valley Trail, 5 km return. Last groomed, January 17. 0.99 cm of snow at the snow groomer turnaround at 1,050 meters. 0 cm new snow over the last 24 hours. See more of the conditions at the gondola. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Tonight, there's Learn to Play Dungeons & Dragons at Arrowwood Games, 16+, located at 38157 2 Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The perfect gateway into the world of D&D. This event requires tickets to be purchased in advance, reads the listing. Also tonight, there's Infinite Brothers, MURGEB2B Neil JAM3S at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Genre-bending beats and electrifying energy as Infinite Brothers, featuring Neil Jam 3's and Merge, take over the stage for an epic back-to-back DJ set. Reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Be well aware winter tires didn't forget. Since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32. Reads the four road safety at worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of four matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on West Side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side, 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on West Side, Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on East Side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the Crescent, No Name Road, entire street, no parking on East Side, Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on South Side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on East Side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on South Side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on East Side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on North Side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on West Side, Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.issues. To note on the highway asterisk on Highway 99, northbound, there will be ditching at Alice Lake Road, Squamish, starting on Monday, January 20th at 7:30 a.m. until Monday at 5:30 p.m. The right lane will be closed. Work taking place 700 meters north of Cheeky River Bridge. Gas prices in Squamish today. Regular gas is going for 174.9 cents per liter at most local stations. In Whistler, you can fill up for 173.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton. You will find petrol for 165.9 per liter at the Petro-Canada, located at 1440 Portage Road. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Mobile at 350 Southeast Marine Drive, where you can fill up for 174.9 per liter, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Grand Forks, where you can fill up for 148.8 per liter at Super Save Gas, at 2773 Central Avenue.